Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we continue our Major League Baseball division by division season preview as we order up the American League West. We got the Rangers in here, we got the Astros in here, we got the Mariners in here, we got some talent. So, who will be at the top? From 5 to 1, what do you got, D?
All right, it's an interesting group of terrible teams.
You're so polite.
All right, I'm going to start off with the Angels, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I've got they're coming in last. I mean, Mike Trout says he wants to play center field again. That's all I need to know about where this team is heading for 2026. Okay.
Jesus.
Number 4, I'm actually going to go with the Astros.
Wow.
I just think they're old. I think they're old. Alvarez, Altuve, Correa, Walker, Hader, McCullers, these guys are just all old. And I think it's a wrap for them. Number 3, I'm going to go with the Athletics. And I'm going to say that only because I think their pitching is going to let them down. But I think their fielding, Rooker, Butler, Soderstrom, Spriggs, Wilson. And then with their pitching, they really only have Spriggs and Severino. They gave up their closer. They don't have a place to play. I mean, so they're going to be my number 3. My number 2, I'm going to go with Seattle. And I think they gave up too much. I think they lost too much in the offseason. They lost Suarez. They lost Polanco. They still have a killer rotation with Gilbert, Wu, Kirby, Castillo. And obviously Cal Raleigh is their big bat. But is he going to hit 60 home runs again? He's not hitting 60 home runs again. You know, so they're my number 2. And then my number 1, I'm going with the Rangers. Mackenzie Gore, Eovaldi, DeGrom. I know they lost Adolis Garcia, but you think Seager's going to come back. Langford had a good season. I think they're going to be okay. What do you got, T?
Quantum Squares offers scientifically formulated energy bars with 100 milligrams of organic caffeine for long-lasting, stable energy. Every delicious bar provides balanced nutrition with 10 grams of plant-based protein, healthy fats, and complex carbs. Use our promo code DANDZ, and you can use that at quantumsquares.com.
Interesting. We're in agreement on the Angels. The Angels are really fucking bad. You have Kikuchi, who's probably going to get traded.
And no Anthony Rendon this year. No. I mean, no chance.
So they've lost the only thing that made them entertaining. So you're saying I'm a bitch. No, I'm not saying you're a bitch. I'm saying you're a last place team. You have Soler, you brought in Grayson Rodriguez when you traded Taylor Ward. You have Detmers is still there. Trout, this has to be the year they trade Mike Trout. But you're playing him in center field. you're showcasing him to get traded, right? Let's, is that what's happening here? Darnold and Ohapi, not great. Yoan Moncada's there. It's a bunch of quadruple A players. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Angels. Number four, I'm going to stick with the A's. Now, the A's have a very bright future in terms of offense between Butler, Soderstrom, Nick Kurtz. You have Geloff, Rooker, Max Muncy, not that one, the other one. Jacob Wilson, McNeil is there. Denzel Clark turned out to be a pretty interesting
Jacob
player.
Wilson is Jack Wilson's son,
he
right?
He is Jack Wilson's son. So you know that kid can pick it. It's a question of pitching. It's a question of bullpen. And I don't know if their bullpen is there yet. And if they're out of it, who is going to come calling for Luis Severino? Because I think at this point, you'd have to consider that. If he's having a good year, teams will come calling for a veteran pitcher of Severino's capability. Number three, narrowly, it was a coin flip for me between the Astros and the A's for third place, much like you. I am going to go with the Astros. I think they get one more run. I think it's one more time. Last one, right? You still have Correa, you still have Peña, you still have Walker, you still have offense, right? You still have Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, you hope for an entire season of Yordan Alvarez. Cam Smith, is he going to kind of live up to his rookie season? And then you have the pitching. And it's the same old stuff with them. Like, is McCullers going to be healthy? Can you count on him at this point? Right? Christian Javier.
When was the time he pitched? 3 years ago?
2-3 years ago, something like that. So, you have pieces here. But that's going to be what holds them back. Like, offensively, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to do enough to get close and get another run near the top. They're not good enough to win the division, but they're good enough to compete. Number two, I'm going to go with the Rangers. They've made significant changes. That you still have, you brought in Nimmo to go with Seager, to go with Peterson and Josh Jung and Jake Berger, and you still have some bats there. You reinforced it. You got rid of Marcus Semien. You still have guys like Carter, Haggerty, Langford, Nimmo. It's strong. It's absolutely strong. It's a drop-off. But you have DeGrom. You have Eovaldi. You traded for Mackenzie Gore, which is nice. Is Mackenzie Gore going to be, what's he going to be outside of Washington? I don't know. You invested in that. So we're going to see. Can DeGrom stay healthy? Can Eovaldi stay healthy? You're counting on Jack Leiter. Jack Leiter pitched to a 4 ERA last year, right? Kumar Rocker pitched to a 6 ERA. So, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot on some young talent. Now, the cream may rise to the top, and, you know, that's where, you know, that's their projection, but they got to do it, and I'm not sure if they can do it just yet. And by default, number one, give me the Mariners for one more year. That rotation still plays. Even if Cal Raleigh kind of drops back a little bit, they traded for Brendan Donovan. They brought back Josh Naylor. They did lose Suarez, but they can get Suarez back at the trade deadline because I don't think the Reds are going to be any good. So there's always that.
Lost Polanco too, right?
You lost Polanco to the Mets. That's true. You know, his shortstop slash first base, like whatever the hell he's going, DH, whatever it is. But a Rosarena, Rayleigh, J-Rod, I think the Mariners are still loaded enough to take this division. Are they loaded enough to compete for a pennant? I'm not sure. I think they need to add a little bit more. But they are certainly good enough to sit atop of the American League West. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail at gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. And drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz. And let us know who you got in the American League West. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the National League Central. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.